This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
We are going to the movies, so grab your popcorn, grab your Choc Top, and we are about to sit down, look at the screen, the light's about to darken, and sitting right next to me is April Mansfield. Oh, good day.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
Lovely to talk with you again. Now, I understand there's two releases today, and I'm looking forward to at least one of them. Go for your life.
Absolutely. So our first one today is Zombieland Double Tap.
Zombieland, that's not the one.
That's not the one. That's not the one you're excited about. That's the one I'm excited about.
I knew you'd be excited about the zombies.
It's not like a horror. It's not scary. But anything with zombies in it, I'm all about it. So do you remember the original Zombieland?
I do.
Yes. So this is the sequel to it, sorry. So 10 years. It's been 10 years since Zombieland came out, a decade after Zombieland became a hit. But this one brings back Tallahassee, Columbus, Wichita, and Little Rock. They reunite together to square off against some new issues. So the undead have evolved into something a little bit different. So they're good at what they do. They know how to kill zombies, but it's getting a little bit trickier. It's getting a little bit more dangerous, but of course it's very comedic along the way. We have romances, we have people running away, we have new survivors coming into the mix. It looks like a good one.
So what about anybody? Do we know the stars of this? I mean, I'm not familiar with the stars of this, but you would be.
Absolutely. So Woody Harrelson.
I love Woody.
Mm-hmm. He is amazing. So he is one of the leads. We've also got Jesse Eisenberg. So you might remember him from Now You See Me.
Yes.
The Social Network he was in as well.
Oh, he's terrific. I love him as an actor.
He is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then Emma Stone is also in it.
Okay.
And Abigail Breslin. So we've got, you know, star-studded. Every single one of them have been nominated or won a pretty big award.
Wow. And, of course, Woody Harrelson, he could be scary, couldn't he?
But he kind of tones it down in this, and he's more of that lovable, I don't want to say the word because you probably can't say it on radio, lovable larrikin. Let's put it nicely.
Hang on a second. I'm trying to work out the word you can't use.
It starts with A and has the word hole at the end of it.
Okay, now we get it. Anyway, look, that's the zombie movie, and the other one.
Other one, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
Oh, I want to see this. I loved it. I saw the first one. Apparently they paid her a massive amount of money to do the sequel.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, Angelina Jolie has got her finger in every pie, you know. She's doing everything. She's a busy, busy lady. So it does not surprise me that they had to pay her quite a bit to come back.
Oh, she is fabulous as this character. She really is. I mean, you know, she's born to play this role.
She is. She plays Maleficent so well. She just has that, you know, that look about her. She just, the epitome of a queen, but an evil one, you know?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. I'm the meanest of them all.
Pretty much, but she does it so gracefully and she looks amazing doing it.
Okay, so do you know much about the plot?
Yeah, so this one is a continuation of the first one. So Maleficent and Aurora, their relationship, you know, was born out of heartbreak and revenge and everything like that. And as you saw at the end of the first film, it kind of develops more into, you know, a love, a family. So their, you know, relationship has flourished. They're so super close, but things start to tear them apart when Aurora is set to marry Prince Philip. And
Prince Philip.
It's supposed to be Prince Philip, yeah. So it's supposed to be like a celebration, bringing obviously the fairy world and then the normal world together as one, but it doesn't exactly go to plan. You've got another evil queen, I would say.
Oh, hello.
Who kind of rubs Maleficent the wrong way.
Oh, hang on. It's battle of the evil queens.
Queen, exactly. But this evil queen is like, I'm so good, but she's a total cow. You've also got other evil forces are at work trying to, you know, take down the fairies. So it's about whether or not, you know, Aurora and her relationship can survive with all these challenges and all these issues going on.
Okay, that's terrific. And other movies still showing?
So we still have Joker. Now, have you had a chance to see that one yet?
No, that is next on our list to see. That looks Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker in Gotham City.
Oh, absolutely phenomenal. I completely recommend it. It's a completely different take on the Joker that you would usually get. It's not all action blockbuster explosions like you have in the DC movies. It's just really psychological and really gripping.
Well, that sounds fantastic. What else?
Yeah, so we've got Hustlers as well for the ladies who want something a little bit more funny, a little bit lighter. And then we also have Gemini Man, which is Will Smith and Will Smith starring.
It's Will Smith, as we know him today, fighting his younger version.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And then we also have Ride Like a Girl still playing, and then Downton Abbey as well. We've got a couple of sessions of that.
Okay, how long is Downton Abbey staying? Because we want to see that and we haven't caught up with it yet. How long do you think that'll hang around?
I reckon it'll only hang around for another week.
Another week.
It's only got about one to two sessions a day. So Joker will be out for weeks. So yeah, Downton first and then hit Joker up.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Perfect. Bye.
Goodbye. Good moving.